This is Plantorama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. The poinsettia, with its scarlet star-shaped leaves, is one of the most popular holiday plants, and this is typically when they start to fly off the shelves. K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Riley County, Greg Istone, discusses how to select and care for poinsettias throughout the holidays and possibly beyond. Greg, starting to see poinsettias all across town, and really this is the time of year when we think about that because it's kind of that annual holiday plant.
It is. I think once the turkey is carved, we're starting to think about the Christmas season for sure, and poinsettias just seem to fit right in with our holiday decorations, and so oftentimes they even may be a housewarming gift or whatever at Thanksgiving time. So yeah, people are anxious to get maybe on to the next holiday after Thanksgiving.
I guess in terms of if you're giving it for a gift, what are some things you look for to make sure that it's really the poinsettia that you think it is or that it's going to be healthy?
Yeah, so, you know, we really see the bracts, those colorful modified leaves, if you will, that we see. And red is still the most popular, although there's lots of options nowadays. And so what we're looking for is the flower itself, and that's going to be inside or the middle of those colorful modified leaves. And so typically this time of the year, it's not going to be probably a real concern. They're going to be fresh or young and ready to go. But you do want to look at the flower itself. It may still be in a tight bud. As they open up, they turn yellow, and that may be more familiar with poinsettias to have a yellow center, if you will. But we'll make sure they're there. Even if they start to drop off, which they do later in the growing season, it's not really a distraction. But you probably want a young, ready-to-go poinsettia if you're giving it as a gift or going to enjoy it through the holiday season.
And these come in a variety of sizes.
That's true. So some of it's genetics, but some of it may be in the management or production of the poinsettia. So they may be in a smaller little pixie type, if you will, or a very large, beautiful plant. And it just depends on the space and the kind of care that you can maybe give that plant.
And then we also want to be careful in the transportation of this, either back to our house or to our neighbor's house.
That's true. They are from the subtropics or Central America, and so they do like warm temperatures. And so oftentimes we have some cooler temperatures when we're either selecting and bringing it home or maybe even when you have it in the home. And so you want to make sure it stays probably above 50 if you can, and warmer's better. But if you're going to purchase one and it's cold, you want to make sure you wrap it up the best you can. Usually they come with a sleeve and some protection there, but probably want to pick it up on your way home so that you don't have other errands or shopping that you need to do and put it in a cold car for a very long period of time.
So once we get it home, then what's the process for making sure that we can make this last as long as possible?
They are very sensitive to the temperatures again, and that may also include warm, hot, dry air coming out of a furnace vent or something like that. So you want to put it in a location where it doesn't get too many drafts, whether it be cold drafts from opening a door or, again, that hot vent on the plant itself. And so keeping it away from that, moisture is important. We don't want to overwater them, so we want to make sure we have drainage. Probably the best way to determine if you need to water a poinsettia is just to pick it up. And if it's fairly heavy, of course, we can wait a while. But if it's light, then we want to go ahead and add some probably room temperature moisture is best for it. So if you have a water can or something that you have, just fill it up and let it get to room temperature before you do some watering. Always want to water thoroughly so that you do have excess water come out of the bottom. But we want to discard that so it doesn't sit in water.
I know it's hard to get any kind of sunlight this time of year, but is that something that a poinsettia needs?
It may be if it's something going to be a heritage plant or something you're going to try to extend. Kind of depends on your in use. So keeping the plant healthy with some bright indirect sunlight on that plant is probably preferred. But oftentimes once the new year starts to roll around and we look at decorating for that season, maybe the poinsettia goes out in the compost. And so it's not going to be as particular on the light that it needs if you're going to keep it or if you're going to discard it.
That's K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Riley County, Greg Istone, with information on selecting and caring for poinsettias. Plantorama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.